give us eyes that are open, Lord, to seeing you.
让我们睁开眼睛看到你。
And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to see all that you are in and through our lives.
帮我们看到在每天都能看从我们的生命中看到你。
And how you desire for us to follow you.
你也希望我们去跟从你。
And to be your witnesses in the world.
我们见证在这个世界上见证你。
We pray this now in your precious and holy name.
我们以宝贵的圣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As I look around the room, I see a few of you wearing glasses.
当我看这个房间的时候，我看到一些人戴着眼镜。
As am I.
就像我一样。
And I'm sure many of you have had the experience that I've had where you go to the eye doctor for an exam.
我相信大家都会有这个经历，像我一样去这个找眼科医生看。
And you look through this contraption, which is called a phoropter.
他们有一个这个有一个设施让你去对着看。
And at first, everything is fuzzy until the optometrist adjusts the lenses.
那个从那个设施让你开始看的是模糊的，然后他就调焦，然后你就看清楚。
And they always ask.
Recording in progress.
They always ask, is this better or is this better? And things gradually become more clear. Well, that's exactly what happens to the disciples here in our passage in John
21.
Men who had spent years following Jesus, more than 3 years, are now completely confused.
这个跟他一起在三年的这之久的这些门徒，在这个时候就是非常的困惑。
These men saw their hopes and dreams die on the cross with Jesus.
当他们看到耶稣在十字架上死了以后，他们非常的绝望。
And this isn't just one disciple having a bad disciple day.
这倒不是只有一个这个信徒出现这种情况。
This is an entire group of seven who were closest to Jesus.
这个跟耶稣非常熟悉的七个门徒也是这样。
These were some of his core disciples.
这些人是他主要的这个跟随者。
After this, verse 1, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way, Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, we know their names, John and James, and two others of his disciples were together.
那这个就是说，这个是在21章的一节。这些事以后，耶稣在基利利亚海边再次向门徒显示。他显现的经过是这样：当时西门彼得称为双孙子的多马，加利利的迦南人拿单叶，西比带的两个儿子和另外两个门徒都聚集在一起。
I think for many of us, the last 2 years, certainly for me, have been a time of confusion.
在过去的两年，我也像你们一样，都是有点困惑。
COVID-19 has interrupted our normal routines, and they may never be the same again.
这个疫情让我们没有办法在一起聚会。
Our world has been completely upset.
那整个世界都是非常的绝望。
And that, together with the changes that are happening in our country and around the world, can cause us to wonder what God is doing.
那么从这个国家还有这个世界发生的事情，大家都可能会问，神啊，你究竟要这个干什么？
We may even question whether God is still in control and feel as though he's letting us down.
我们还有可能就是问，神是不是对这个事情在控制着？
I'm sure that's exactly how the disciples felt here in John 21.
我相信在这个二十一章开始的时候，这些门徒想的就是这样。
Let's briefly consider their situation and then see how Jesus, in revealing himself to them, brings clarity to his disciples. The first indication for me of the disciples' confusion is their fear and uncertainty. In verse 3, we read this, Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And they said to him, we will go with you. And they went out and got into the boat.
那第三节，西门彼得对他们说：“我要去打鱼去。”他们说：“我也跟你一起去。”于是他们出去上了船，可是那一夜他们并没有打到鱼。
In John chapter 20, we find these disciples out of fear hiding behind locked doors.
我们在这个约翰福音的二十章，我们看到这些门徒由于他们害怕，所以他们躲在屋里不出去。
These men left everything to follow Jesus.
这些门徒愿意跟随。
They left their families, their profession. They left certainly behind their own personal dreams and aspirations. Their whole life purpose was tied up with Jesus. And now they feel like they're completely on their own.
但是现在他们觉得是他们只是在自己在奋斗。
Jesus died and was buried.
耶稣就是在这个世界上死去。
But then he rose from the dead and he keeps popping up behind closed doors.
那耶稣从死里复活，那就是一点一点向他们显示。
And they're confused.
可是他们还是困惑。
So Peter says, enough is enough.
所以彼得就说够了。
I'm going fishing.
我现在要去打鱼。
And the others said, yeah, we're coming with it.
其他人就说那我们一起去吧。
Isn't that the same thing that you and I do when we find ourselves in a situation where we're confused?
这是不是当我们觉得困惑的时候，我们也是同样的想法呢？
We turn to something familiar. Something that we hope will bring us comfort. It's as though the disciples were saying, let's just forget this whole episode with Jesus and get on with our lives. All of this stems from their uncertainty and their fear. But this proved to be futile because at the end of verse 3, we read this, but that night they caught nothing. And this brings us to the second indication of their confusion, because I'm sure that they, that evening in particular, felt defeated. Nothing made sense to them during this dark night of the soul. They were supposed to be catching men, now they can't even catch fish. And I call this a dark night of the soul because all the uncertainty and fear and feelings of defeat can cloud our vision. It can blind us to the very presence of God, of Christ. And that's what we see in verse 4. As day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Suddenly they see the living resurrected Jesus. They even begin talking with him. But they do not recognize him. Brothers and sisters, how many of us have similarly become blinded by our circumstances? To the extent that we no longer recognize that Jesus is alive and that he's in control. A further indication of their confusion is their emptiness. In verse 5, Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" And they answered him, "No." Literally, in the original language, this verse reads, "Children, you don't have anything, do you?" And they answer him, "No, we got nothing." There will likewise be seasons in our lives as disciples of Jesus when we realize that we are nothing, that we have nothing, and that we can do nothing apart from the living Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, although it's a dark night for the disciples, a new day was dawning. Because Jesus' appearance on the shore begins to bring clarity to his confused disciples. This new day dawning begins with Jesus coming to his disciples. Just like he did in chapter 20, verse 19, where he came and he stood with them. Just like he did a second time in chapter 20, verse 26, where he came and he stood with them. So here too, Jesus comes and stands with his disciples. And when he comes, what does he reveal? He reveals himself to his disciples. Notice how this is emphasized in verse 1, the first verse of our passage, and verse 14, the last verse of our passage. Jesus revealing himself becomes the key to everything in between those verses. He reveals himself to his disciples at their point of need by coming and speaking peace to them to calm their fears. This is what we see when he first appears to them in John chapter 20. And in their uncertainty, he comes and stands with them to assure them of his presence.
当他们困惑的时候，他甚至向他们显现说他跟他们在一起。
Brothers and sisters, I believe in a similar way Jesus wants to reveal himself to you and to me.
那弟兄姐妹，我也相信，神向我们显现也是用同样的方法。
In those seasons of anxiety and uncertainty, he wants to say to you, peace.
当我们心里着急的时候，当我们困惑的时候，他要亲自的到我们中间来找我。
And he wants to assure you of his presence in your life.
他向我们确信，那么他在我们生命当中是和我们同在。
He reveals himself to his disciples to clarify that the Christian life is not about who we are, it's about who he is, who Jesus is.
那他向这些门徒显现，证明这个基督徒的生命不是说在乎于你我，而是在乎他的。
Second, Jesus brings clarity by calling us.
那第二点就是耶稣把把他们的困惑拿去，是用这个呼召我们的方法。
Let me read verses 5 to 11. We'll just read them in English, and you can follow along in Chinese if you would like to do so.
他是牧师，就只用英文这个念5到11节。
Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" And they answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. And when they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. This entire passage here is remarkably similar to Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, where Jesus first calls his disciples to follow him.
这段经文呢，跟路加福音五章的一到十一节，当这个耶稣召集他的门徒，就是要他们跟随他，这两段故事非常的相像。
Where Jesus first calls his disciples to follow him and become fishers of men.
那个时候，他要这些门徒。
And now as he calls them again, John recognizes that it's Jesus.
所以这一次当这个相同的情况出现的时候，这个彼得就认出来是主。
And he says to Peter, "It's the Lord."
对不起，是约翰认出来是主，所以他向彼得说是主。
And what does Peter do?
那么这个彼得做什么呢？
Back in Luke chapter 5 verse 8, Peter says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
那么在这个路加的第五章说，彼得说，你不要理我，因为我是一个罪人。
But now Peter throws himself into the water to get ashore because he needs to get to Jesus.
那么这时候我们看到彼得就赶快的跳进水中，因为他想跟要和耶稣相见。
You see, Peter now understood just how much he needed Jesus.
那彼得现在就明白他是如此的需要耶稣基督。
And the nets that were breaking in Luke chapter 5 are no longer torn here in John 21.
那我知道路加福音里头那个鱼太给我说一句话破了，但是这里这个鱼网没有破。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus likewise calls us to himself.
这样呢，耶稣就是呼召我们要跟他在一起。
Because he's the difference between confusion and clarity.
因为他这个可以解决就是我们的困惑。
He is the difference between success and failure.
他能把这个失败带向这个胜利。
He's the difference between emptiness and fulfillment.
他呢可以这个把我们一无所有变成拥有所有的。
Jesus wants to clarify here that the Christian life is not about what we do for him, it's about what he alone can do for us.
那么这也是向我们说明，就是我们的基督徒的生命不是说我们能为主做到多少，而是在乎于主领我们做什么。
What he can do for you and me when we respond to his call to follow him.
当我们这个对他的呼召有反应的时候，那么他会就是他会向我们每个人说明。
Jesus comes to us.
耶稣向我们显现。
He calls us.
他呼召我们。
But we see something else in the final three verses of our passage.
但是在最后的三节，我们看到一些更多的。
Jesus also cares for us.
这里就说耶稣是关心我们。
Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
最后的三节这样说，耶稣对他们说，你们来吃早饭吧。门徒中没有一个人敢问他你是谁，因为知道他是主。耶稣走过来拿饼递给他们，又照样拿鱼递给他们。这是耶稣从死人中复活之后第三次向门徒显现。
How did they know it was Jesus?
他们怎么知道这是耶稣呢？
Because he revealed himself as the one who provides.
因为主向他们显现，他就是提供他们所有的。
Is Yahweh Yireh？
这就是神子。
The God who provides。
神向我们供应一切。
The one who cares for his disciples。
是关心这些门徒的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the only one who can fill our emptiness。
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督。
You see, he wants to clarify that the Christian life is not about what we possess. It's about what he alone can provide. So let me ask you as we close this morning this question. Can you see more clearly? When we're confused by the fear and uncertainty of life, Jesus reveals himself by coming and standing with us. Christian life is all about who he is.
基督徒的生命是在乎于耶稣基督是怎样的。
When we feel defeated, Jesus reveals himself by calling us and empowering us to follow him and be his witnesses in the world.
当我们觉得挫败的时候，他来跟我们站在一起，他也给我们赋予我们一些。
Christian life is about what he does for us. And when we feel empty, Jesus reveals himself as Yahweh Yireh, the Lord who provides. Christian life is all about his provision.
基督徒的生命也就是生活也就在于
Our forgiveness through his death on the cross. The new and eternal life we receive by virtue of his rising again from the dead. The impartation of the Holy Spirit which indwells each believer. To empower us for the ministry that he has called us to as his disciples. The Christian life is all about his provision. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. May God add his blessing to his word to us today.
Yes, then, to have a soil of food, please, thank you for the soil of that.